Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, the economy. Since 2008, it certainly has been a roller coaster ride, right? One of those fantastic super-duper looper roller coasters that turns you upside down. One minute being optimistic, the next minute saying, I don't know what's going to happen. And the economy and the forecasting with the economy is something like forecasting the weather. You can choose your forecaster. Who's going to say what? Some people are really optimistic. Some people are not optimistic. So we want to take a middle-of-the-road position. Since 2008, of course, the economy has inched forward, and it does show some signs of life, and certainly it's much better than it's been in years, and hopefully will continue to get better, and hopefully there will be no major events that knocks it backwards and puts us back in the same situation we were. So let's be optimistic. Let's take the position that the economy is going to be much better. Business is going to be much better. We're going to write our business plan to make sure that we're thinking positively about 2015. And at the end of 2015, we will really be happy with the results. But, you know, I always say what you want to consider is you want to consider being aggressive, sticking your neck out just a little bit. But you also want to be conservative at the same time. You want to be watching what's going on. You want to be looking at your numbers. You want to be looking at the results. You want to be talking to your people. You want to be aware of what's going on. So it comes down to you want to forecast your own economy. Now, even in the last 4 years or 5 years or so, there have been people, of course, that have struggled. There have been people that have gone out of business, and there have been other companies that have really prospered. So it's impossible for any forecaster to tell you how 2015 is going to be for your business. But you know who can make it good in 2015? You can, by being the best you can be, by understanding your customers, by understanding your prospecting, sales, marketing, training your people, getting your people to really be in action, having know what's expected of them, that it's not just to show up every single day, that they really need to be active, proactive. We really need to make this work. We're on working our way back to incredible success. And if you, coworker, employee, are not on your game, we can't get there. So let's do some forecasting. Let's take a look at the economy. Let's see what we need to do to clean up our business to make sure that 2015 is the best year ever. And the interesting thing about the professional forecasters is when you look back, and they haven't forecast correctly, they always have an excuse and a reason. Well, this happened or that happened, and if this would have happened, that would have happened. But you can't depend on that. You have to be the person who makes it happen. You are the leader. Leaders lead. And when you lead and when you understand your business and when you just are positive and you're doing everything that possibly can be done, well, 2015 is going to be a great year. So let's create that forecast, that thought. And again, remember, please be conservative at the same time. Thank you so much. This is Howard Lewinter. And of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.